listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back. My friend and colleague at the Center for Security Policy, our Senior Vice President for Policy and Programs, Fred Flights, is in the house. Fred is a career intelligence professional and one of our go-to experts on so many matters of what's challenging our country at the moment. And Fred, it's a delight to have you back to discuss several of them.
Great to be here.
Let's start with this business about Jeff Sessions. He is now clearly the target of a fresh round of attacks. I'm just discussing it with Ken Timmerman, our previous guest. Give us a sense of what's going on here and what to make of the leaks that are coming out of the administration itself that seem to have implicated Jeff Sessions in purported wrongdoing. Do you credit that?
Well, let me first say that Senator Claire McCaskill condemned Sessions in a tweet, saying that even though she's on the Armed Services Committee, she has never met with Russian officials or Russian ambassadors. However, people checked her tweets and found that she has met with them on numerous occasions. That's what Senator Sessions did. It was part of his job. A second thing is, it's no coincidence this was rolled out right after the present State of the Union. This was in the can. There is a coordinated campaign to discredit this president. They have all kinds of stuff, material to leak, classified information, meetings by members of this administration to hurt the Trump administration when they can. This was designed to hurt the bounce the president got from his address to Congress.
That sounds right. Among other reasons, there's no question that Jeff Sessions is a particularly critical member of the president's cabinet and the one who has among the biggest jobs to do in terms of undoing the damage created by Loretta Lynch, his immediate predecessor, and before that, Eric Holder under President Obama. So neutralizing him, if not actually forcing him to resign, would be a very high priority for, I don't know whether it's the deep state or whether it's simply the apparatus that is now mobilized for the purposes, you say, Fred Flights, of destroying this president. We're visiting with Fred Flights, a career intelligence professional. I'd like to talk to you about Edward Price, Fred, a man much in the news of late, caviling against the Trump presidency from the perspective of a career intelligence analyst like yourself. Talk a bit about Edward Price, what we should know about him and make of his complaints.
Well, I discussed this in a Fox News opinion article entitled What Every American Should Know About the CIA analyst Who Quit and Blamed Trump. Edward Price said he resigned because he was so offended at the Trump administration politicizing intelligence and Trump's ties to the Russians and Trump disrespecting intelligence officers. However, the press didn't talk about how the fact that this guy worked in the Obama administration echo chamber that lied and misled the American people, the Senate, and the U.S. Congress about the nuclear deal with Iran. CIA was paying him to do this. This is a position a CIA officer should never have held. He gave $5,000 to the Democratic Party and the Clinton campaign and works for a left-wing organization called the Truman Project. This was not the resignation of a real CIA analyst. I call him a fake CIA analyst because a CIA analyst should never have been serving in this NSC job to mislead the American people.
Yeah, the fact that such an echo chamber was at work at all, let alone that it had the help of the Central Intelligence Agency, is truly scandalous, it seems to me, Fred Flights. The subject of your terrific book, Obama Bomb, the Increasing National Security Fraud involved with this deal with Iran. Let me ask you, Fred, about another topic that is in the news a bit, and that is the attacks on Seb Gorka, Sebastian Gorka. Dr. Gorka is a senior member of the White House staff, working as a deputy assistant to the president, long known for his expertise on matters involving the global jihad. What do you make of the attacks on Seb?
Well, I think that there's an effort by detractors of the administration to take down Gorka because he has been so effective in communicating the president's desire to destroy ISIS and to destroy the global jihad movement. One of the cheap shots on Gorka is that his academic work just isn't good enough because the mainstream academia hasn't blessed it, that he doesn't have a PhD from Columbia or Harvard and hasn't published in peer-reviewed journals. Well, that's the reason for this is because Gorka doesn't like academia. He's worked with practitioners in the field. You and I have seen Gorka's analysis. We've heard him talk. He's very persuasive. I've read his work. It's very well done. It's very well sourced. But the people on the left who are in denial about this threat, they're doing everything possible to discredit him, both because he's so effective and, frankly, because they're jealous.
Well, jealousy may account for part of it. I think that the larger part of it, though, is, as you've said, this is part of a systematic, sustained, patient campaign to undermine this president. And it really is outrageous, it seems to me, particularly the extent to which it seems to be conducted, at least in part, by people, as Ken Timmerman indicated, on the National Security Council itself, certainly elsewhere in the government, deep state or otherwise. And Fred, we appreciate your perspective on this, having spent a lot of time yourself on Capitol Hill and in the executive branch, both at the Central Intelligence Agency and with John Bolton at the Department of State. Speaking of the State Department, there is a report out today at the Huffington Post suggesting that the raid that the Obama administration planned and that ultimately was approved by Donald Trump on a terrorist gathering in Yemen is somehow Trump's Benghazi. This is, of course, the raid in which Chief Petty Officer Ryan Owens was killed. Others were injured as well. But talk, if you would, Fred, a little bit about, first of all, the raid itself, its value, which the president says Jim Mattis told him is was considerable, but also this contention that somehow this is akin to Benghazi.
Well, this is just the latest attack. It's in the pipeline to undermine the Trump administration. What you need to know about this raid is that it was already prepared by the Obama administration. The Trump administration gave a green light to something that Obama officials had already worked out. These things are too complicated to throw together at the last minute. This was already on the shelf. At the end of the Obama administration, they had not approved it. So for Obama officials and for their surrogates with the Huffington Post to say that this somehow was a mistake by the Trump administration, I think is a mistake for two reasons. First of all, it was an Obama-planned raid. And second of all, unfortunately, things go wrong. These raids are very difficult. They're very dangerous. And there's no comparison to Benghazi. That's an outrageous claim.
Well, just to recall, Benghazi, of course, was an instance in which there was an attack on the U.S. mission and intelligence complex in Benghazi. As much as the attack was a mistake in terms of allowing it to take place because of the security arrangements that the Obama administration had engineered, was the compounding of the scandal by the lying about it afterwards. I see no evidence that there's lying going on at the moment, Fred. I think Jim Mattis's judgment on these things is something you could take to the bank. Do you disagree?
No, I think that's exactly right. There's no lying. There's no deception. There's no cover story like there was for the Benghazi raid that this was about an anti-Muslim video. There's no comparison at all. Benghazi was an enormous cover-up to help Barack Obama win the 2012 election, to cover up something that the American people may have held him accountable for and not voted for him. That's the real scandal about Benghazi. It's ridiculous to compare this Yemen raid to Benghazi.
Yeah, again, it seems part of the effort to impugn and, if possible, take down the Trump presidency. We will try to continue to hold people accountable for such efforts. Fred Flights, we appreciate your efforts both at the Center for Security Policy, Fox News, and the pages of National Review and so many other outlets, as well as your periodic visits with us here. Come back again next week. Next up, we will speak with Russ Dallin about some very important developments in Venezuela and in the United States. You talk about Russians being a problem. When you hear this, straight ahead.